Hello, everyone. Casey here. We wanted to release just a little snippet, just a skosh of what's going on over on our new podcast, Garbage Sesh, as a part of Casey and Danielle's Garbage World. So we wanted to release Danielle's and my interview with Laura Lynn Jackson, psychic to the stars. Laura has written the book Signs. She has written The Light Within Us, and she is truly a beacon of light. She is the most comforting human to talk with, and I couldn't love her more. She was so generous to give us her time. So please enjoy the first 10 minutes of our interview with Laura Lynn Jackson. The rest can be found over at Casey and Danielle's Garbage World. The link is in the show notes, and it's in our Instagrams. And we hope we see you over there. There's many more episodes are coming out on Garbage Sesh in that feed. And as of June 2nd, again, our entire podcast will be over at Casey and Danielle's Garbage World. So this is a little offering. Enjoy. Hope everyone's doing well. Bye.
Garbage Sesh. You're garbage. Garbage Sesh.
Now, Danielle, you know that of every guest we've had on this program, and we have had some stars.
We really have.
The number one guest I've wanted reads the stars. I've wanted this guest more than any other person, Danielle, and I literally am glowing. I'm so excited to have her. Laura Lynn Jackson is a psychic medium, Danielle, an international speaker, teacher, New York Times bestselling author of two books, Signs, The Secret Language of the Universe, which we've discussed on this program many times, and The Light Between Us, and she's a mother of three. I guess women can do it all, Danielle. Laura's comforting and important work has taught me and millions and zillions of others that powerful cords of light connect us to those we love both here and in the afterlife, and she offers us tools to stay connected to our beloveds on the other side. What could be more poignant or important work? Laura, we just wish you did something as meaningful as Danielle and I do, which is speaking on The Real Housewives. Welcome, Laura Lynn Jackson!
Welcome!
Oh, thank you, guys. I am so excited to be here in conversation with the two of you.
We're so happy to have you.
I'm excited just to meet you. I have to tell you, the difference between Casey before she spoke to you and after she spoke to you for the first time is worlds. I felt like when Casey connected with you and connected to some of her teams of light and her mom, like, I felt a weight lifted from you, Casey. And I know you say that yourself, but it was truly visible in you. And so I just want to thank you for helping my dear friend so much and so many of us.
Oh, thank you. It's really not me. It's the other side. I always say they guide me to whomever I'm supposed to read for. And, you know, I think they just want us to know that we're not alone. We're so much more loved than we could even fathom. We're so much more supported and guided on our journeys. I think knowing that can transform how we're living.
It absolutely can. I mean, that was kind of my first question, which is, I think often when someone passes, at least for me, because my mom died young, I was almost carrying the grief that she was gone, but grief of her life having been cut short. She didn't get to meet her grandkids, you know, almost as if I laid that down, I would be betraying her something. And your session brought me such peace, just like Danielle said, of like, she's okay. But here we are on Earth, we don't know where anyone is. So of course we think they're not okay. I think that's where our natural inclination wants to go. So I guess, you just answered the main question in the first 30 seconds, but are they okay? Are they with us? Where the hell are they?
Yeah, you know, I think that's so poignant what you're saying too. Our love for those who have crossed is so profound. And I think grief is such a long and winding road, and it's so unique and personalized to each one of us. And I think there is some definite, you know, questioning and then sometimes almost guilt, like, well, if I'm joyful in life, does that mean I'm betraying my loved one who's crossed? Like, should I be grieving what they couldn't experience along with my profound loss of not having them here on my journey? And I think what we really need to do is we need to start looking at death in a different way. You know, I always call it crossing to the other side. I don't call people deceased or gone because they're really not. They're really right here with us. They're still present. And so I see death as a doorway, not as a dead end. And if anything, our relationships and our connections to those we love can get stronger. You know, there have been situations where maybe when somebody's loved one was here on earth, they were a little limited in their thinking or they couldn't understand things a certain way. And then the moment they cross and do their life review, they're able to understand things fully. And a lot of times they might want to apologize or they might want to support us in a new way now. And I think it's very important for us to be cognizant of that, to open our minds and our hearts to that ongoing connection. Because here's the truth. Nobody ever needs a psychic medium to connect. This is a thing. Everybody's loved ones on the other side, I am not their go-to. You are their first choice. They want to come through to the people they love.
But I like to outsource, Laura.
Casey has many people working for her.
I totally get why a mediumship reading is comforting and meaningful. And I am so honored when I do them. And I think it can be a really important moment on your grief journey or your healing journey or your journey to connect with your loved one. But my hope is always that it's a doorway to a bigger conversation and that it opens people's minds and hearts up to recognizing like, oh my gosh, my loved one has been trying to get me signs and messages this whole time. And I've been either not fully paying attention or questioning it or saying, was that a sign? Send me another sign. So I know that was a sign. And I think it's just so beautiful when we can kind of take ownership of the fact that our loved ones, A, are with us always. The other side is not far away. You know, the way they've described it to me is it's if you held up a piece of paper and you're on one side and they're right there on the other, they are right there with you at all times. Wow. And yes, they see everything we do. They are there for every celebration. They're there for those moments where we're just feeling really bereft. They're there for our moments where we're disappointed in either other people or ourselves, or we need a little, you know, support and love. They're there for it all. The beautiful thing is the more we ask for signs and messages from them, the more they can help us. They will help us do anything from find parking spots to make huge life changes. Like, they're there for it all and they love us.
I didn't think I could bother them with that.
Laura, I have like, I always feel like, oh, I got to save a big one for them. I do, you know, and I know that like, I don't want to use up all their good juice or, you know what I mean? Like, I feel guilty if I call on them for something that just I'm feeling sad or scared or alone or confused, as opposed to the big life things. Like, is that, what is that?
That's so, like, that's such an important point you bring up, Danielle, that you feel, quote, guilty. I think we need to talk about guilt right now, because from what the other side has told me, it does not serve any positive purpose. If you're feeling guilty, maybe like dive into those feelings and be like, why am I feeling this? Because that is not a bad thing to call upon them. They want it. They just want to help you with everything. You know, one of the main things they tell me when they cross, they're like, this is the greatest thing because I do not have just these two eyes that look in one direction. I can be in more than one place at more than one time. I can see in a whole spectrum of colors I couldn't when I was here. I can see in all directions. I can help with things I could never help with before. They describe it to me as if they can see things coming on our path the way that a helicopter might be able to look above and see traffic patterns. So they can help us navigate those. They can help us avoid annoying things, embrace beautiful, wonderful things. And yes, even parking spots. And they do not mind this. They love this. Because here's the thing. Every time we direct our thoughts to them, they hear us. If people feel more comfortable asking out loud, that's fine too. But we don't need to. Anytime we direct our thoughts to them, they're so excited because we're acknowledging that they're still present. They're like, this is the greatest thing. My loved one knows I'm here. And what's more is they're asking me for something that I can help with. So they really love it and they enjoy it. And you should absolutely not save your quote asks for really big things. They're there for it all, you know, for it all.
Well, there's so much to dive into off of that, but maybe we just will start with your book, Signs, which I've loved so much. And, you know, I couldn't help but notice Kim Kardashian posting heavily about it last week. We're obsessed with her. So that was so wonderful to see. But
so I will say Casey was an early adopter, got there before Kim K.
I refuse to pit us against each other, Laura. But I love this quote from Signs, which is such a beautiful book. And in a sec, of course, I want you to explain kind of exactly what that means. But you say, the conductive force behind any sign is energy. The universe is made of matter and all matter is condensed energy. The other side comprises the light and energy of all our souls put together. Energy, therefore, is the currency that binds us all, the connective tissue of the entire universe. And our teams of light on the other side can manipulate energy fields in a way that make them ideal for sending signs. Wow, 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 Laura. I almost fell off my chair when I heard that. Just kidding. I'm always in bed. But what can you tell us what signs are, Laura? What do you mean by that? And how we can use signs to continue a conversation with someone who's crossed?
Yeah, sure. First, I want to address the fact that we are all energy. You know, we're all energetic beings. And when we leave these physical bodies, we leave with our light energy. You know, what other cultures call chi, ki, prana, light energy, life energy. We don't really have a word for it here in the United States, and we really need to. But anyway, when we leave our physical bodies, we are that light energy. It's very easy for us to manipulate certain things in this physical world. And that's what our loved ones love to do. They love to try to get our attention with signs. So the moment they cross, they're trying to say to us energetically, hey, look at me. I'm right here with you. I haven't gone anywhere. Physical death may be a thing, but like spiritual energetic death, my consciousness is still very much intact. I'm not really quote unquote dead in that sense. And so they'll do all sorts of things in our physical world to get our attention. One of the very first signs I think they love to send to get our attention is to mess with anything electrical, like any electrical devices. So anything from flickering the lights to turning the TV on off. Now that we have, you know, iPhones and cell phones, oh, they're having the best time ever. I tell people to pay very close attention to, if they are texting someone, what the words change to in their text box. You know, the other side loves to get us signs and messages in our social media feeds. Honestly, they'll put things in our path, all different things. You know, they can orchestrate it in myriad ways. They love to put coins in our path. These are what I call like the default signs, like the signs they try to establish just to be like, hey, I'm here. Here's what's going on. So they will put coins in our path, like pennies, dimes, nickels. I always question why. Well, I think it's when we return to light energy, we're like pretty much like almost like an electrical current in a sense, right? And it's easy to manipulate small metallic objects. They also love to put creatures in our path who navigate our world using electromagnetic fields.
Like a butterfly?
Butterflies, birds, dragonflies, ladybugs, deer, fox, bats, you name it. They'll do it. And they get so thrilled the moment we put two and two together and like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. I think this is a thing. Could this be? But what they really love is when we open our minds and hearts and say, okay, you know, I want you to send me and pick something specific, because they don't have to stick to the default signs. They're just trying to establish a language of communication with us. So the more we ask for things, the more they can send. You know, they'll send us meaningful things on license plates, might have initials, birthdays. They'll send us number sequence. We might see 1111 a lot, 444 a lot, or maybe birthdays, like their birthdays, our birthdays, in a number sequence. They will send us songs. If there was a song that was important when we were younger and connected with them, yes, or just a song we might need to hear like on that day, we can sense their presence. I mean, there's just so many ways they are looking to communicate with us at all times.
Well, I'm sorry to jump in, and this is going to be the last personal anecdote I will share, because people want to hear from you.
No, everybody loves personal anecdotes.
Well, I was just going to say, when I read your book, and songs was not something I thought of as kind of a, you know, and I had written a book, which I was about to send for the final time to the publisher. They're like, you need to make your last changes. It's time to send. And when I had spoken with you, I asked you, please ask my mom, is it okay to tell part of her story? You know, most of it is positive, mm-hmm, some are private things. You had said she's wanting you to help people put it out there. But of course, now my finger, here we are a year and a half later, hovering over the send button. And I'm panicking. I'm kind of shaky. And I just said, before I send, I always want to do everything right away. I said, I'm going to think of Laura and I want to just ask for a sign that I'm okay to release this book into the world. So I get in my car to go pick up my son. And I always say, Siri, play whatever song. And I wanted her to play, because I'm old, Both Sides Now by Judy Collins. So I said, hey, Siri, play And I didn't say anything. My own voice and brain didn't say anything. And I thought, wow, why am I remembering this song? I play it all the time. So I go, hey, Siri, play. And it happened a second time. And I'm like, what is happening? And Siri says, and this is hand to God, Laura, says, okay, I'll play that now. And plays Somewhere Over the Rainbow, my mom's favorite song, not just Judy Garland, but the Ava Cassidy version, which I do not have in my personal library because it's too almost painful for me to play it. And it comes on.
Oh my God, I have chills.
The song came to me and I don't, there's no way to explain that.
Oh my gosh. Well, there is a way. It was your mom told me.
Yeah. You're right. Mom, I guess you're right.
That is so beautiful, right? And this is the thing, when we have moments of connection like that, this truth becomes undeniable, right? Our loved ones are so present with us. And what's more, they can talk back to us. They can show us they're there. You know, we're in this materialistic world. We love tangible proof. And there you go. There it was, right?
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Garbage. Garbage.